This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, just a week after the stock market had a momentary plummet because of an erroneous tweet from the Associated Press, federal regulators are holding a hearing today on the role high-frequency trading might have played in that. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Combine the flood of instant information, often unverified, on social media with automated trading programs that buy and sell on that information in microseconds, and you get the potential for a big mess. Bart Chilton is a commissioner at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission.
I think that regulators need to take a step back, see how technology is impacting markets, because at times people lose money because technology doesn't always work like we think it woulda, coulda, or shoulda.
Concern about the impact of social media on the markets has been growing. The SEC recently said companies can share financial information on Twitter and Facebook. James Angel teaches finance at the Wharton School. He says social media isn't the problem.
It's the availability of instant information that is the real risk here. It's just one more thing in the modern electronic world that can go haywire.
Angel says last week the market worked as it was supposed to and quickly corrected when the news turned out to be false. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.